is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. Next on News for the Soul, Hand Analysis with Christine. Christine is certified by the International Institute of Hand Analysis and says everyone is here in this life for specific reasons with a unique design defining how we see the world, what motivates us and what challenges us. Our fingerprints, the only aspects of our hands that can't change, reveal our life, purpose and more. She says hand analysis can help you create a life of purpose and meaning. Connect with us for your own hand reading with Christine, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Christine back to News for the Soul.
Hello. Hi, this is Christine. Glad to be back. Today we're going to do something a little different. Today I'm going to do a relationship reading. I have two people on the line, hopefully, Mona and Paul, and I'm going to, do we have Mona and Paul with us?
Yes, we are here.
Hello, Christine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for being here. So what we're going to do today. Oh, you're welcome. I'm really looking forward to this. This is going to be fun. For people listening, I just want to talk about, and for you guys, I'll explain how we're going to do this. So we're going to do this relationship reading, and I'm going to read you both separately and then bring it together and kind of compare and contrast and see what things are. You have a lot of interesting similarities. Some fun things that are not similar. But anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with Mona, okay? And we're going to get into your hands first. Then we'll look at Paul's hands, and then we'll kind of combine them, okay? So Mona, you said you are an open book, and anything goes. Is that correct? Can you hear me, Mona? Hello? Did I lose people? All right. Is anybody
there? But we can't hear you.
You can't hear me, or you can't hear them?
No, we can hear you. It's your guest line. They're still there on the board. Maybe they
Okay, are you guys, did you mute your phone maybe?
No, it dropped. They're going to have to dial back in. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We have a little chat while we wait for them to dial back in.
Sure. Well, okay. Hopefully they're calling back in. So I'm going to be looking at Mona's hands. And
they're back.
I'm sorry.
They're back.
Are they back?
Hey, guys.
We are
right,
here.
Well.
Yes. Here we go.
We're
okay.
Here.
Good, good, good.
Can you hear us?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Awesome.
So.
Okay.
All right. We'll get back to it. I was saying I'm going to start with Mona. We're going to look at your hands and excuse me. I don't need to hide the fact to anybody listening that we do know each other, and I have read your hands before, but I'm not going to be talking about much of anything that we've talked about before. We're going to go into whole new territory. So, Mona, you said that you are an open book. Is that correct? So
yes.
I can ask you anything?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and again, like I said to you earlier, feel free to not answer anything if you don't want to. But I don't think it's going to be anything too uncomfortable, but we'll see. So I'm looking at your handprints here, Mona, and I've got to tell you this. If I didn't know you already, well, knowing you and looking at these hands, I'm confused because these don't look like the hands I would expect.
Okay.
So I'm sure you don't even know what to say to that, but I'll even elaborate a little bit more. These hands are really confusing.
And
I'm wondering how confusing it is in your head. because you seem to hold it together pretty well.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if it's up in your head, it might be a whole different story. And I'll tell you why I'm saying those things.
Yes. I wonder if that's why I am always a thinker, and astrologically I'm a triple air sign. So I'm always up in my head and thinking and rethinking and creating.
Yeah, I can see that. One of the things I'm hoping to get through to you by the time we're done here is to stop all that thinking and start try some feeling. You need to work on the feeling. Okay, thinking we know you're good at. Okay, so this is not where I don't know where I planned on starting. We have so many places we could start, but why don't we start there? Yes, your headline is nice and clear and long, and you're a great thinker. Okay, that's the easy stuff for you, right? So the challenging stuff is more around. I'm sorry, say that again.
No, that seems to be the constant is my thinking and creating and visionary work and yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. So yeah, thinking is good and fun and easy, right? But how do we do on the feeling in the feeling department? Yeah, we're going to get into some the parts that are uncomfortable because that's where the work is, as you might know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll get into some of the confusing things I'm seeing. Okay. Let's see. Boy, there's a lot of them. Well, I mean, I have talked to you about your fingerprints before, and we're talking about the feelings. So I'm going to talk about, your fingerprints alone are confusing. And the reason for that is this. I've talked to you about love before. Okay. Now, for people who might be new to this, a little background is the three pieces of information in your fingerprints are your life purpose, your life lesson, and something we call your life school, all right? There are four life schools because there are four basic fingerprint types that you could have. So the four life schools are peace, wisdom, love, and service. And you, my dear Mona, are definitely in the school of love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you have lots of lessons, all right? Mm-hmm. And the school of love is about learning to really feel your feelings and share them appropriately, which sounds simple, but not always easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
School of love people might want to intellectualize their feelings and think about them, and right? Because that's easier or safer maybe, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So school of love is a big deal for you. And we're going to talk about that more because everything is connected in the hands, of course. But the only two fingers on your hands that are not loops, which put you in the school of love, are your thumbs. Now, your thumbs are what we call composite whorls. Whorls are associated with school service, but we'll talk about service when we get to Paul. But it's not about service for you. What the issue with your thumbs are is they're composite whorls. That's a special kind of whorl that acts like an on-off switch. So we tend to put that. So sometimes it feels like part of your purpose, and sometimes it's your lesson, wherever the composites are. And so a composite can make you feel a little crazy. More than one composite can make you feel even a little more crazy. And there's plenty more reasons too that you might feel a little crazy. But this is just the beginning. So sit down, get comfortable. but the composites technically are your highest strength fingerprints. All right. Now I know you're a thinker, so this is going to get a little complicated. But highest ranked fingerprints, which would be where your life purpose is. And I'll talk about what that would mean, what that could mean. What I'm getting at is there's a few different ways we can read your fingerprints. So technically we could say the thumbs are your life purpose, which means success in the world, and that's your right thumb. Your left thumb is family and community. Okay. However, they're composites. So they're also your life lesson, which is more like breaking the failure cycle and family and community challenges. So I would expect you to experience the gamut of those things. Okay. So the thumbs are a tricky thing, and one could say that the thumbs are your life lesson, the failure versus success and family and community. Those are the two pieces that are the tricky thing. That's either your purpose or your lesson, but technically it's your purpose. And if that's your purpose, then all the rest of the loops, which is all the love, the emotional authenticity thing, that's your life lesson. So the thing is, you're a complicated creature, and there's a lot of ways we can read you. But the way I see it is, your purpose and your lessons are kind of intertwined.
Okay. Right?
So it's the whole learn to feel your feelings, learn to share them appropriately, ongoing.
Aren't we supposed to go through these? Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, go ahead.
Aren't we supposed to go through these life lessons in order to find out who we are and what our purpose is?
That's one good way of looking at it. Yes, the thing is, the key to your life purpose is in addressing your life lesson. So, yes, I mean, so the thing is, when you get it wrong, which is probably not the best way to put it, but when you're having challenges in your life lesson, that's when you're making progress on your purpose. So, yeah. So absolutely. So when you're having challenges in the emotional realm, the good news is we should expect that. but hopefully you're learning over time to kind of get it better. So the range for the School of Love stuff, which is also could be considered your life lesson, goes from stuffing your feelings, like I don't even acknowledge my feelings, I'd rather think about them or not even think about them, to the other extreme is totally blowing up. You've never done either of those, have you?
Well, of course not.
Just checking. You've got to make sure you're, playing the game right. You have to do both. You got to go from one extreme to the other. That's how it works.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So then there's those composites are kind of tricky because then it's like, so there's the family and community situation on the left thumbs, and the worldly success is the right thumb. That's kind of a tricky one. That's like, I'm a failure. I'm a success. I'm doing, my family's great. My family sucks. It can be like a back and forth roller coaster kind of thing on a daily basis, or it can be like great for 5 years and then it's terrible for another year. There's no rules to the on-off thing, except the rule tends to be, that the agreement tends to be that the rule is, the more you're addressing your life lesson, again, which is that whole emotional authenticity stuff, the more positive the composites are, the more they're in the good position, meaning I am a success. My family, my community, they're all in a good place. Is that making sense?
It is. It is. To kind of integrate them.
So that's your fingerprint stuff. But the thing is, and I wasn't even necessarily planning on getting into all of those right away, but we did. But I want to get into a little bit of some of the other things in your palm that we have never talked about. Some more confusing things I'm seeing. You've got a lot of confusion with your lifeline and fate line. Like if you look at your left hand, actually both hands, it looks like, do you know which line is your lifeline?
Is it the longest one?
Not necessarily. It's the one that goes around your thumb.
Okay, the one that kind of curves around the thumb. And then I've got a break in the one on the left side is what I'm looking at, or several different
ones.
Yeah,
well, you kind of have two or three on the left hand, and then you have two on the right hand. So
I sure
you've
do.
Got, yeah, so and on the right hand, it's like a double lifeline, but one of them is it a lifeline? Is it a fate line? Yes, I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of confusion.
Wow, I see that on my right hand, right, where there's it's like a cross on the very base of it, and it kind of splits into a couple different paths.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And so a lot of ways we could look at this, but the bottom line is when the lines, major lines get confused like that, you need a quest. You need a mission to put your energy into, hopefully a positive one. But in particular, in connection with, I think it's got to be connected with family or community. Because the lifeline is connected to your it's like root chakra stuff. It's family of origin. It's body centered. Okay, and it's definitely connected to family stuff. And fate line is connected to work. Okay, work energy.
Okay,
and these two things are kind of combined. So I feel like your work needs to be have some sort of a family or community oriented quest. Does that make any kind of sense to you?
It does. It does. It does. Because I do work with people, and that's what I do for my living, for my purpose is what I'm feeling. But also, I'm wondering too. Now that I'm seeing, I'm looking at my right hand. I'm looking at the lines that are in two totally different paths, and sometimes I wonder about working in spirit world and then bringing that into the third dimensional world and how I can live both paths and kind of bring them together. I wonder if that's why I've got the split going on.
Well, and that's another interesting way to look at it, because like on your left hand, I would see that as two clear lifelines, and the way I would read that would be more like having two separate lives. And generally it can be either like you had one life and then you were, doing one thing and then you totally changed your life to do something totally different. Or it could be like you're always thinking about doing something different, or more like what you just explained, like could explain that.
Right.
So
I have had two totally different paths in my life, but now I am totally serving in my spirit world, but still trying to live in this third dimensional world, if that makes any sense. So it's like there are
I think that would totally fit with the double lifelines and confused lifelines. And oh, by the way, as far as the living in the spirit world thing, I will also say that so you've also got a fingerprint in the moon of your hand, actually in both moons, but the one on your right hand is stronger or more visible. And so the moon, for those who are new, is the area of spiritual connection or intuition, or it's the world of imagination and dreams. And it's at the lower side of the hand, across from the thumb, at the bottom of the hand. Okay, and you've got a fingerprint there, which is a loop, and some hand analysts may not agree, some would, that this is part of your life purpose as being a spiritual teacher. And whether or not, I feel like this fingerprint wants to be noticed as certainly, so by the way, which I didn't mention today, I usually do, fingerprints are the only thing in your hands that cannot change. You've had them since before you were born, and they never change. And that includes like a fingerprint in the palm. So this becomes part of your soul's agenda for what you're here to do and learn.
Okay.
And, so the moon, you can say, well, it's either a lesson or a purpose. But again, your purpose and lessons, I think, are one and the same. They're all combined. in any case, the best thing you can do with your lesson, I believe, is to we call it exalting your life lesson, meaning incorporating it into your purpose, making it part of your purpose, right? So that's the moon stuff, right? And you also, by the way, you can probably see in your hand, your right hand, and both hands, a clear fate line coming from the moon, goes straight through that fingerprint, again, saying your work wants to come from the moon, which is what you do, spiritual healing things is a moon-based career.
Oh, neat.
So
yes,
that's awesome.
Yay!
So now let me I'm looking at my notes here because I want to talk about a couple of other things. Then I'm going to talk about Paul's hands, and then we're going to bring you together. All right? But
Good.
I'm glad you're there listening, Paul. We're going to get to you soon.
He's like, do me. My turn.
Yep. So one of the things I'm looking at, an interesting thing with you, Mona, which I don't know if you can see it with your hand as much as I can with the handprint, but with your Apollo finger, which is the ring finger, the middle section, you notice you have three sections of your fingers, top, middle, and bottom, right? And
okay.
So the middle section of your ring fingers are smaller, more narrow than the rest. Really stands out. Now,
wow.
Apollo is about its creativity, and it's about visibility, being seen, okay? And the middle section of Apollo, I mean, I wouldn't always say this part to say this to everybody, but I believe you can handle it. I wouldn't explain what it means. The ugly duckling syndrome, which what it means is it's a search for place. Where do I belong? You have it on both hands. This is a where do I belong thing. But again, it doesn't with double lifelines. This Apollo saying, "Who's my tribe? Where do I belong?" kind of thing. And I have your handprints from 2017 and now, and it hasn't changed. I don't know how long, if you've had it like this forever, or I don't know if it was worse 10 years ago and now it's looking better. I don't know. But it's an interesting thing.
There is something about that I would love to share as far as, like, where do I belong? And I remember as a five-year-old little girl looking in the mirror into my own eyes going, why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I here? Why am I in this body? Who is this? And I would look into my own eyes and just stare into my eyes when I was a five-year-old little girl connecting, just going, why am I here? What am I supposed to do with this? Who am I?
Well, that's a little early, but good for you.
Yeah.
Have you? And you've started getting some answers eventually, I assume.
Oh, yes. I know I am now in this phase of my life. I am living on purpose. I'm living my purpose. I'm doing what I truly love and what I know I'm meant to do on this earth. And I finally feel like I fit into my skin comfortably, but it hasn't been like that my entire life. It was always like, what am I supposed to do? What more can I do? Why am I not good enough? Why am I worthy? And it's so many thoughts and so many things that I've tried to try until I finally fit into me over the last, I want to say in this last decade. So,
So do you feel like, feeling like the right thumb composite, can you relate to that being like, I'm a success, no, I'm a failure. I'm a success, and I'm kind of what you're talking about, trying to figure out where, you know, what path you're supposed to be on, feeling like a success, and then maybe not, on and off. Is that, can you read?
Do you feel like
that might be the composite thing?
Yes, I do battle in my own head going, okay, what can I do? What else can I create? What else can I write? What else can I, you know, present? What else can I learn? Always looking at ways of just thinking about even more stuff, feeling like I need to sharpen my tools, so to say, but learn more. Like I can never learn enough. And when I'm stagnant and I'm not reading or thinking or creating, I don't feel good in myself at all. And I beat myself up. So yes, that makes sense to me on my thumb on a composite world.
Right. And in fact, one of the things about, so right thumb, like if that were just you're like your lowest ranked fingerprint and that were your life lesson or something, or even your purpose, right thumb as a purpose or a lesson is challenging and can show up in different ways. It can be stopping just short of success, or it can be not acknowledging the success that you have reached. You know, and it can show up in a lot of different ways. And when with a composite there, you can experience the same things, you know, on and off. And Oh, by the way, sorry, I've got a little fly flying around my face. I'm trying to figure out what my lesson there is. I've got all these little fruit flies in my house trying to teach me something, but that's another. Do you?
Yes.
I think that's another radio show. I don't know. I'm not the expert on that one. But well, I want to say one more thing about Apollo here before I move on to other things, because Apollo is the creative energy. You do have an Apollo star on your left hand, which is that's a lot of creative energy. Okay, but on your right hand, actually both hands, you have Apollo attack lines, which what it looks like is like. So if you look under your ring finger on your right hand, there are lines that come diagonally across, kind of towards the thumb. All right.
Yeah.
They're kind of broken up little lines, but there's several of them. I don't know if you can see them.
I see a lot of lines on my ring finger. I've never noticed so many lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been looking at them.
I've
enlarged them on the computer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the attack lines, Apollo attack lines are. It's kind of a fear of being seen. It's so it's interesting that you're. I know you, and I don't see you as somebody who's shy, and you mm-hmm. teach classes and lead workshops. But there's some internal thing I see that is says it doesn't come easy. It's a challenge for you to be seen, or maybe there's a party that wants to be seen in a bigger way that you're holding
mm-hmm.
back on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I'll just leave that there for you to think about. You don't have to answer that one.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. You know what? Here's where I'm going to go next. I'm going to bring up one more marking, which is going to lead us right into Paul after that words, okay?
Okay.
Well, I'll see if you have any questions before we do that. But so you've got a marking on your left hand, which is really interesting. It's called a Mars mate selector. I'll tell you what it looks like, and then I'll tell you what it means. So you know which line is your heart line? The one at the top of the hand goes across on the top. All right. It's a horizontal line closest to the top of the hand. And
and it's from the pinky
there's a line
side?
That comes – excuse me?
From the pinky side, Chris?
Yeah.
Like the heart line is – okay, got you.
Yeah. And then if you start on the pinky side and go across that line and stop right about under the ring finger, you'll see a curved mm-hmm. line that curves down again towards the thumb. It goes diagonally across your hand, kind of towards the thumb. It's a thin line, but it stands out. It goes the opposite like most of the other lines. Do you see it?
I see that, yes.
So we call that a Mars mate selector. It's going down into Mars, or it's coming out of Mars, and going up to the heart line. So a mate selector is a, this is saying, coming off the heart line, going to Mars, saying your heart is looking for, it says you're attracted to people with Mars energy, which is courage.
Yes.
Would that be true?
Yes, because that is, and it's so funny because I know that Paul is an Aries and that is ruled by Mars, and he's got Mars energy of just getting stuff done.
Good. So that's great. And however, the downside of this one to watch out for is typically the mate selectors, we'll say the Mars mate selector, suggests that you're attracted to someone with the Mars energy that you don't believe you have, but you probably do. So I would suggest to try to look for and acknowledge your own courage. The master path of this marking would be to learn to tune into your own courage. I mean, it's okay to be attracted to someone else's also, but not to replace what you don't think you have of your own. Does that make sense?
Got you. Be my own woman.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So, and there are so many more other things we could talk about with you, but we don't have 3 hours here. So, do you have any?
It's all about me, Chris. It's all about me.
It is. It is absolutely. Do you have any questions before we move on to Paul?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much, but there's so much to ruminate on, too, and to think about. And the tagline of the Paula finger, the fear of being seen, but also needing to be seen. I sense and feel that totally. Like, so I'll get to that later and we'll go further and deeper into that. But I'm sensing where
okay.
that is coming from with myself. So thank you.
Good. Well, you're welcome. And after we look at Paul's hands, then we're going to, I'm going to bring some things up, you know, together anyway. So we'll get back to you again. Don't you worry. So Paul, are you with us?
Yes, Chris, I am.
Good. So let's see. Let's put Mona's hands over here so we don't confuse you, because then you'll be really confused. All right. These are very different hands. So. Oh, by the way, I forgot an important thing. All right. Before we jump into you, I want to mention one other thing. As far as hand shape, Mona, is you're air and fire, which is we call the illuminator, okay, that's the person who stands on top of the mountain and shines the light for other people and guides other people, which I definitely see you as. So you're
yes.
all air and fire, so thinking and doing.
Yes.
Right? So
nice.
We can
nice.
Just hold. And by the way, you're welcome. And the biggest challenge for the illuminator is self-care, by the way.
I get it. I get that one.
I'll give you that. And now we'll move over to these very thinking and these air and earthy hands is Paul. Okay.
Oh.
Paul
oh,
is
wow.
more what we call the loyal soldier. I don't know, but you're definitely air and earth, definitely earthy. So earthy is, I'm sure you can figure out what that means. Earth is solid and reliable and grounded, more simple as far as the what the hands look like, less lines, the air part is the thinking part. That's you're a thinker. So that's one of the things that you guys have in common. You're both thinkers.
Mm.
So between
Absolutely.
The two of you. Yeah, actually, I'm already going to, like, compare, and before I even talk to I'm going to stop with that and just get, let's talk about Paul first, okay? Then we'll come back to the comparing. All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Put Mona's notes over there, we'll go to Paul. So Paul is Mr. Service. So
yes.
We have talked about service before, but that's as far as we've gone with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So how about if we just... jump right into your life lesson. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, this is from your fingerprints. So this is from before you're born. This is regardless of experience. This is what you're here to learn. All right. So we call your life lesson sacrifice for love. So you basically have all worlds of one sort or another except your left pinky finger, which is Mercury. So left Mercury is where your life lesson is. But combined with the worlds, which puts you in the school of service, we call it sacrifice for love. And the way that shows up is that's about learning appropriate sacrifice in relationships. So I would expect with this life lesson for you to overgive and then undergive until you figure out what is the appropriate amount to sacrifice in a relationship.
I can absolutely relate to that.
Good, because if you
wow.
said no, I wouldn't believe you. Because
wow.
this is what your hands say you're here to learn.
He gives gives.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. With the service, I would expect you've spent some time overgiving. Right? And
oh, absolutely.
And that,
I worked
that's
in
not
the
good.
Restaurant industry for a very long time, and I gave to so many others my time and service without even thinking about myself. And now I see that more where just like when you mentioned to Mona, self-care, that is important with me now too, to don't forget to love myself.
Right. And the thing is, if you're, you know, you're giving to people, you know, if you're working or whatever and doing for others and it doesn't bother you, that's not a problem. I'm sorry, my dogs are barking and there's nothing I can do about it because there's a UPS guy outside, so hopefully he'll disappear soon. I'm going to try to cover the phone. All right, hang on a minute, sorry. All right, that's not,
that's okay.
Not much I can do about that. The red flag that you're on the, what we call the student path of service is resentment. If you find yourself doing and doing and doing and then you're, and you can't say no, that's when you're having a problem. And the thing is, but again, that's not wrong. You need to experience that so that you can learn that, oh yeah, that I should stop doing that and learn to draw some boundaries, right? And so, and I would expect that, like working in the restaurant or wherever in service, but with this particular life lesson being on left Mercury, it's specific also to intimate relationships. And I can see, so the thing about hands is that things repeat in the hands. Excuse me. So in case you want to deny it in your fingerprints, I'll show it to you in your heart line, that kind of thing. So your heart lines are pretty messy too. Your heart lines are a kind of chained and braided thing. I have struggled with, and especially in the intimacy zone of the hand, which is under the Mercury finger, which again is the pinky. Okay, so that just kind of reinforces the story that learning to not overgive in relationships or learning how much to give is the lesson. So can you relate to the fact to like that, like going through giving too much and then saying, all right, now I'm going to stop and like, I'm not giving enough now, trying to find the right balance.
Overgive. There's a thunderstorm here. So excuse the sound. I feel like
hopefully we don't lose you.
Yeah. To strangers and undergive to close ones, family and close friends.
Mm. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, maybe it's like I have something to prove to a stranger, and then the close family and friends, I just take their love for granted.
Okay. Yeah. So the other thing with service is the two extremes with school of service is overgiving is pretty common, and a lot of times you get to the point where like in general you just like you've realized you're just overdoing it, and then you go screw you, I'm not doing anything for anybody anymore, it's all about me now, and then you go into total self service mode, which I don't know. I haven't done that enough yet myself. How about you? I feel like I'd like to someday. That is the other extreme that I would expect in the school of service at some point so that you can get to the place of balance where you can learn to take care of yourself first and then give others, you know. Oops. I'm sorry. Did I lose you? Are you there?
No, we're still here.
Okay, somebody was trying to call my phone, and I tried to reject it. So good, we're still good. So anyway, does that make sense to you, Paul?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me get away from the service thing for a minute, and I'm going to bring some other things in. All right, I'm also looking at the clock because I want to make sure I can talk about both of you. So all right. Well, actually also connected. So the story just builds and builds. So we've got the sacrifice for love is your life lesson. We've got your heart lines saying intimacy has been a challenge. It's an internal struggle. So your heart lines are armored and there's bubbles on them. That's just saying internal struggle around intimacy. And also you've got... Excuse me, you've got what we call low set Mercuries. So if you look at your hand, I think more your right hand, but both of them, if you can see where your pinky is plugged into your palm at the top, can you see that is lower than the others? the other fingers?
I do see that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so low set Mercury is, that's a need for more connection and intimacy. And it tends to come from, like, abandonment issues. It's actually, Mona, you've got this a little bit too. Yeah, you do. Yep. Yeah, I'm going to bring in some of the ones that you have as I see them. But, yeah, you both have this. And for a woman, that's more – tends to be more like father abandonment issues, like either he was not actually there physically or even if he was there, you felt emotionally like he wasn't there. And
yep.
So, again, this is for a woman, it would be – the danger is then taking that into your later intimate relationships where, like, expecting to be abandoned, you know, having abandonment issues, and it may not even be real, but you're putting it on somebody else. So that's the female version, and the male version of this tends to be more like so Paul, were your parents together when you were young?
Yeah.
Are they still together? Interesting.
Yeah, they still are.
Okay. So, okay, because a lot of times it'll be like father left, and then you felt like you needed to take care of your mother and, like, be the substitute. And therefore, so even if that didn't happen, it's feeling overly responsible for the your intimate partner. Would that make sense as far as – so even if you didn't have that situation when you were young, I'm not sure where it's coming from, but I see it in your hands. So ultimately, it's a cry for more connection and intimacy. Mm. So, excuse me, let me just get a sip of drink here. So here's one of the things. I'm going to bring in some more things with you, Paul, but for the sake of making sure I don't run out of time, as I do this, I'm going to talk about how it connects with Mona, okay?
Okay.
So here's one of the interesting things I see here. We've got your life lesson, sacrifice for love, with low set Mercury's saying, I need more connection. But meanwhile, your life lesson says, I'm learning how much to surrender is a good word, how much to surrender in relationships. And then you're with Mona, who's got the school of love life lesson, which is the learning about feelings and how to connect with people on a deep emotional level. So that's a perfect combined lesson for you two to be working on together. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could also be a challenge if you're not conscious of it and not working on it. But, you know, I know you guys are doing the work, which is good, because if you weren't, this could be a problem. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want to both be aware. You've both have potential abandonment issues or, like, needing to be, you know, your hands say, I need more connection, more intimacy. Even if you say out loud verbally, oh, I'm good, your hands are saying that there's something I need more of, all right? But both of you are saying this, or both of your hands are saying this to me, okay? And also, by the way, going back to, so Mona, I said that you had the Mars mate selector. So a perfect companion for that is, Paul, on your left hand, you've got an interesting thing. And so Mars is the area. If you hold your hand wide out and your thumb out, like right above your thumb, the mount above where your thumb is connected is Mars.
Yeah.
Not where it's plugged into, that's Venus, but above Venus is Mars. So you have a nice, healthy Mars area, and I don't know if you can see it on your hand, but in the handprint, you've got kind of, it's almost a star there, but it's got a circle around it on the handprint. So it's like, it's saying, look at me, look at me. So a Mars star is a sign of extreme courage. So you found your courage, man, there, Mona, but make sure you acknowledge your own, too.
Okay.
So you've got lots of courage. But so also, I mean, the Mars is also about, I mean, you know, what's courage good for? Would you see yourself as courageous, Paul?
Yeah, I would.
Can
I
you
think you are,
think
too.
Of any example?
Just not necessarily in, like, the brawn or the strength or anything like that, but for standing up for what I believe in and staying true to how I am. I have feelings and I stick with them, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, there's
good.
Just almost like integrity.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's a great word. Good.
No.
Good. Yeah, in fact, a good Mars word is advocacy. Like, I like to see you being an advocate for whatever it is you believe in. You know, you need a cause to
yes.
fight for, you know,
mm-hmm.
or you're good at fighting for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. I'm looking at your hands, and I'm kind of just totally going in a different direction at this point, just because I didn't start with this, but it's kind of what I started with Mona is kind of similar to what I'm looking at now with you, which is some confusion. Okay, it's a different
okay.
kind of confusion. Although you do have some similar confusions in that you've got you both have double lifelines, but that's a different thing. Let me get back to that. But the confusion I'm looking at is your headline on your left hand is broken and shattered. So what's going on
that's
with your
the
thinking?
One in the middle.
Yeah,
here.
It's in the middle of the hand going horizontally across the hand.
Yeah.
So this is about your thinking, and particularly probably under Saturn, which is about work. And by the way things repeat, remember
mm-hmm.
we talked about the composites with Mona, the on-off and the thumbs?
Yeah.
So, Paul, you've got a couple of composites also, and the most important one I'm looking at is on your right Saturn finger, right middle finger. And so I see some Saturn issues there because, and I'll talk about what that means in a minute. Right Saturn is about, well, it could be integrity, but it's more likely money and responsibility stuff. And a composite with the on-off thing could be like, I care about money, I don't care about money. If you're doing well with Saturn, you could call, or the life lesson there, you could call right work for right pay. You know, am I in the right kind of job? Am I making enough money? But with a composite, it might be, yeah, I don't really care about money. Well, maybe I do. But so that's a composite thing. And to go along with that, your headline's shattered under Saturn. So I'm wondering what's going on with your thinking around work. And not necessarily right at this moment, but what about, like, over time? Has that been a challenge thing for you?
The challenge that I would deal with is working too much to drawing that line. I always kept jobs and worked there for a really long time, but it's the saying no and not overworking and then growing the resentment that we talked about.
Also, you don't
okay.
care about money.
Yeah.
That, and I want to pipe into that one. Like, he doesn't care about money, but yet he loves to spend money. But he doesn't
don't care about money,
care
but I need money.
And he'll also give it away. Yes.
Yeah,
but he'll also give it away when we don't really have it to give away, and he'll just give it away to a homeless person or, you know, to family
okay.
members and then without fully looking at. But his heart is so big that money doesn't matter,
yeah.
but yet
yeah.
it does. But he'll give it away out of
that
love.
Sounds like
that
sounds like a Saturn composite. Yep. I don't care about money, but
yeah.
I'll give it away, and now I'm broke, and what do I do?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What was that? I you cut out for a minute there.
No, it makes sense for him, too, because it's also he's always serving people. He's serving people, whether it's, you know, just hugs or love or dollars.
Yeah.
Just in giving.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm looking at the time. We have about 5 minutes before I got to wrap up. So let me look at if there's anything important I wanted to bring in before we have any more, see if you have any questions. But let's see, looking at my notes. So, all right. So I would say, all right, together, like your, I think your life lessons are really compatible as long as you're both, you know, you're both conscious of them and working on them, because it could be a disaster mm-hmm. otherwise. You know, they're similar. Mm-hmm. Paul's a sacrifice for love. I can see him overgiving. And for you, with your composites on Mona, composites on the thumbs, it could be easy for you to allow him to overdo and, you know, and mm-hmm. like confuse love and service. So there can be some challenges there, but as long as you're both conscious of the Loops life lesson for Mona is learning to really feel your feelings and sharing them appropriately. And when you don't mm-hmm. do that, when you're holding back or blowing up, laughing and recognize the fact that, oh, yeah, okay, that was a learning moment. Let's get back to trying to do it better. And for Paul, recognizing the red flags of resentment when you're doing more than you want to do, you know, and you need to get learning the right amount. But also I think what's probably really important is both of you learning to communicate how much you need from the other, and if you need to be alone and go do your own thing, you know. Communication. Left, you know, Mercury is about communication, intimate communication. So that's the key, is learning to mm-hmm. communicate honestly and about feelings as the heart. And by the way, courage, you know, fighting the lion might sound like courage, but feelings is probably harder sometimes. it might take more courage to really tune into what's real for you and to share it with another person. Right?
Okay. Yes. Beautiful.
So I think you've got a mutual purpose of loving service and mutual lessons of love and appropriate sacrifice for love. it's all about learning to communicate and communicate love. I'm looking to see if there's something else here. Yeah, you both. By the way, both of your heart lines are extremely messy. So that's very challenged.
Great.
So, which is, you know, it's good. So you have similar, and you also both have what we call independent headlines. So they're separate. Your headlines are separated from your lifelines, which says you're mm-hmm. very independent of thought. Like you're not one to follow the crowd. So again, this can be ideal, or this can be a disaster if you're mm-hmm. neither one of you are hearing the other person, or you can respect the fact that each one of you are unique and honor and respect the differences.
Oh yeah, right? I mean, that's one thing I want to say that we do see is that the unique differences, but yet we are both mm-hmm. uniquely different from the rest of the world as well, but yet our uniqueness brings us also together in our weirdness, in our uniqueness.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
do you have any thoughts or questions before we wrap this up?
No, I think everything that you talked about is so amazing that I just want to let that sink in right now and process it, but it was very true. Very, very true.
Yes,
good.
That you said about me individually also very, it just kind of makes sense for how I feel in this world. So the confusion is right, but yet it's not. But yet I could see where that would come from, and just tying together spirit world and the and this world that we live in. And that's fascinating. And I love how you tied both of us kind of together too, and the likenesses and the differences. So yeah, that was fascinating.
Good. Yeah. Well, I can see you guys. This is, if I never met you, I would say you guys would do really great together, I would assume, or it could be a disaster. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that I knew you, but even if I didn't, it would be fun to find out. Mm-hmm. But I mean, with these hands, it's really fun, and it's very cool how you guys work together.
I feel that we both have been the happiest that we've ever been.
Oh, definitely.
That we both, you know, talk about that out loud and communicate that to each other out loud, that this is such a unique thing, but yet it's like the happiest and most joyous I've ever been in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's of the compatibility, of the connection, of the talking, and the, yeah, and love and service that we honor that,
yeah,
in each other too. So, yes, I'm so grateful
awesome.
For you, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate you guys being on. And I'll let you know, how you can hear this later or share it with other people if you want to.
Yes.
But meanwhile, I will be in touch with you guys soon. So thank you so much.
Thank you
okay.
so much, Chris. Thank
you.
You.
All right. You guys take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Okay. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.